This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 18
of Power Podcast.
We've come of age.
We can now.
We started drinking. Not that we didn't before. We're not drinking today. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Jenny. I've got my theme drink ready for our episode today, which is based
beautiful,
on
beautiful, lovely water.
Yeah. We have L'Eau Minérale.
Because we're all about the wellness today.
Cleansing, looking after ourselves, drinking lots of water.
Appreciating and nurturing our bodies. Mine does have Vimto in it. Is that a bad thing?
You got Vimpy water.
Vimps in your water. It's pink Vimto. It's very nice.
I just got, what did you say? Vegan?
No, it's pink.
Oh, I thought it's
like
said
a different kind of Vimto than normal Vimto.
I thought you said it's vegan Vimto. I was like, I didn't know there was such a thing. I didn't know.
I hope it is vegan. I'm not sure.
I was thinking, well, how would it doesn't have beef in it, does it?
You'd be surprised the amount of things you think, yeah, it's definitely vegan. You're looking at, oh, it's milk in it. Why? Why?
The V in Vimto stands for veal. baby cows in my Vimto.
Veal juice. Do you know my favourite thing?
Do you know what I've just been thinking, Jenny? Just now, as we said, hello, welcome to blah, 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 we have been doing Power Podcast UK for a year now.
I know!
Over a year. We started last July. So, congratulations, Jenny.
Congratulations, Mark.
Let's cheers with our water. Cheers.
Well done, us. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.
Chin, chin. I'm going to make a sound of drinks. Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, my God.
So, wellness.
It is very important to stay well in your mind and your body and your soul, Mark.
Why is it relevant for us as we're writing, though, and for other creatives and people that are maybe writing plays or acting in plays or drawing pictures or painting or doing animations or making films or doing some or knitting or doing some crochet?
Knitting?
Why is it important?
There's always been a bit of a history, a bit of a perception, isn't it, that sometimes when you're troubled, you make better art.
Interesting.
Depressives, alcoholics, all that sort of thing. You kind of be like, oh my God, and then you write better.
I'm feeling vibes of Nanette.
Yes, very much so. Well, I think all the books I read when I was younger, when I was really into like Sylvia Plath and stuff,
mm-hmm.
who's a very famous, you know, depressive, and she killed herself, and a lot of the work she did was based around how she felt and that sort of thing. Where, you know, you get that kind of perception that should you be striving for wellness? That's not a good message, and that is wrong.
Well, yeah, I think, well,
laughing about
who are we to say that anyone should be doing anything? But I think
we've built a whole podcast telling people they should do stuff, Mark. Come on.
I think wellness is conducive to good working. If you're working on a project, or if you're writing a book, or if you're doing anything, because you need to. The mind is such a complex thing. And your mind is full of little demons often, not for everybody, but often telling you're not good enough, you're not doing this right, you're not as good as that person, or you can't do that anymore, you're not as good as you used to be, you're failing at that. I think it's important that you take a moment to look after your mind, and with that, kind of looking after your body, and looking after yourself, and that is really what we're going for when we talk about wellness, isn't it?
It is. And I found that more than anything. This year, I've really struggled with anxiety and quite badly. And I felt quite bad about it to the point where I'm doing like CBT stuff and loads of other things. But actually, one of the things I didn't realise until coming out the other side is just how much it affected my work, like my job work. Because I just felt like I was useless at it and not very good. And I didn't understand why. And every time I saw someone else's business doing well, I felt really bad. And it's only coming out, you realise that actually it's that mental perception that means you're not motivated to work hard and achieve because you just don't care. So looking after yourself, especially looking after your brain and being well and having good self-care of your of yourself is so very important for everything.
It is. It really is. So let's talk about that then. Do you want to talk about that now, or should we talk about that a little bit later?
I will talk about this now. I've learned quite a lot now going through the stuff this year. I went on a lovely self-care retreat yogery thing a few months ago where my lovely friend Emma from Bristol set it up, and she talked about having like a self-care toolkit. Doesn't have to be an actual physical box, but if you know what makes you feel good, then every time you feel bad, you can put that into action and it helps you feel good. Mark, what makes you feel good?
What makes me feel good?
Mm-hmm. What cheers you up?
Gosh, this is tricky. So many things.
Well, she had us write down things you could do daily, weekly and monthly to lift you. So, like, I really like nice smells. So one of my daily things is a candle.
Me too.
Walking the dog and going for a walk. So that's one of my daily things. And then weekly could be, like, a really nice bath.
Yeah.
Or a book. Or a film, or, you know, like a date night, or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was listening to a slight tangent here. I was listening to Dragcast. Patsy on that podcast was talking about just doing things now and then to make you feel good, to look after yourself. Even if that is something really simple, like going into your local bookstore and just browsing for 10, 15 minutes. And she was so right. It's just the little things I just love. If I'm the other day this week, I was feeling quite stressed because I had my art show coming up. I had lots of things I had to plan, and just my schedule was pretty bonkers with everything I had to get done and do. And I walked past Waterstones and I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to go in and just browse, and I'm going to take 10 minutes just to be in Waterstones. And it just felt so good because I think I've talked before about how much I loved working there.
Yeah.
When this was years ago though, back in the day when I left school. And there's something about being surrounded by books and just being able to pick up any book and it's different to the one that's next to it, and you might find something really exciting or new in it. And finding out all the new books that are out, seeing, just smelling the books and touching the books, and oh, I love it.
That's a smell and a sensory thing, isn't it? That's nice.
Yeah.
Bookshops are amazing. And now most Waterstones have cafes in, so they're extra amazing.
Yeah, they do. Although it's a bit strange that people pick up the books and read them in the cafe, then put them back.
It shouldn't do that. It's not a library.
Exactly. I think some people take liberties. I've seen them in there. Like, just thumbing through and put them back on the shelves. I think, oh, bloody hell, cheeky beggars.
It's not what you should be doing at all.
No. But back to Emma's toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about things that to put in it that you enjoy doing.
Well, yes, it's knowing what helps you and then making sure you do these things regularly so you never get to a point. It's when you stop looking after yourself. But I think it's so easy to fall into a habit of not looking after yourself, you don't even notice. It's like, you know, we spent all that time trying to get off our phones earlier this year.
Yeah.
I forgot about it, slipped back into it. I can feel it because I've stopped doing the tips and the tricks. So you've got to keep doing it. You've got to prioritise yourself. That is what wellness is.
I deleted the Moment app.
Did you?
Yeah, it's just getting on my nerves. Every minute. You haven't backed up your battery data to tell us what apps you've been looking at.
Yeah, that's true.
Is
it because we're both so obsessed with roller coaster making games?
Yeah.
Because we are.
You're Magic Kingdoms, you're with your roller coaster tycoon.
It's very exciting. I'm glad because we were at the retreat and you were like, oh, just checking my roller coaster game. And I was like, oh my God, I've got one of those. I'll check mine too.
There was a weekly task going on. I had to collect all my potions.
Yeah, I know what it's like. I'm right there with you.
But I think if you enjoy it, as long as it's not consuming and it's stopping you from doing things.
I think a game is separate from like mindless scrolling.
Yeah, that's true.
The problem that you have is that because if you're on your phone and you're watching a film or you're watching telly, you're not focused on any one thing, so you're not getting anything out of it.
Mm.
I think focusing is really important. So that's what I'm going to try and do more of anyway.
Yes.
But yeah, like Emma's toolkit, it could be like a box. You could open it up and you could have some bath foam in it and some chocolate, nice chocolate, or maybe a book that you really like.
Is it an actual physical, tangible thing?
It could be. Okay. And maybe it should be. But also you need to think about your regular things. So she was talking about every month, if you really like massages, it's worth going and having a massage or a pedicure, or going to a library and picking up some new books, or visiting a friend. All these sorts of different things that lift you up. But you've got to put the effort in and make the time and prioritise it. Otherwise, it just slips.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why you're feeling really low. And it's because you've just been working and not paying attention and just like sucking yourself into a big blob of meh.
So when did you realise that it got to a point where you had to do something about it? One thing?
Yeah, when I had a panic attack packing for a holiday and I was in floods of tears on the top of the stairs, and Nick was like, you should sort this out. And I was like, I know now. I got upset over silly little things, like putting the food away. It just felt like...
What do you mean putting the food away?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I was putting the stuff in the fridge. I felt a bit panicky. But
for your holiday?
What I've learned...
For your holiday?
No. The packing thing was one thing, and then also it's like little panicking over little things.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about packing the food away for your holiday. Like, were you camping?
Packing clothes for holiday, and then sometimes when I unpack food, but I think catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
But to catastrophize.
Oh, catastrophize.
I was catastrophizing. Thank you. I had to sort out how to say the word in my head. I was like, all the little things were too big because of the way I was talking to myself, but I wasn't looking after myself. And I think it's like the way your brain, the way you're thinking about yourself is also like a massive part of wellness. So I know you wanted to talk about Fern Cotton's book as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I think she talks a bit like that about being kind to yourself, not actually just in the physical things, but also in the way you talk to yourself as well. And I was stopping doing that. I was like, well, you're obviously rubbish at packing. You're a rubbish human being. It's all awful and you're awful. And that's when you burst into tears.
That does sound like a slippery slope of
beating
yourself up over things that don't really need to be, that aren't that super important, really. Although obviously it is important, but in the grand scheme of things.
But you make it more important than it is.
You don't need to be
a
bad packer. You can...
Also, then you think that you need to be the best... and be perfect. You don't.
Just putting too much pressure on oneself.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I was in just in the bookshop, and I saw Fern Cotton.
Were you browsing in Waterstones?
I was browsing.
Were you eating a cake, looking at the book, and then smearing the cake on the page?
I was. Yeah. And I put some coffee all over it, and
a bit of
jam. Yep.
Nice.
I thumbed through every single page and I dog-eared some of the corners as well. And then I put it back on the shelf. But I was looking through, it was Fern Cotton's diary, the journal?
The Happy Journal?
Happy Journal. Because I know you've spoken about it before. And so I was having a look through it and I was considering buying it and doing it. But I seem to remember you saying it wasn't that helpful because... she was suggesting to do things that you just didn't fancy doing. So I just really wanted, I just kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit more in a sense of, was it useful? Do you recommend it?
I think journaling is really good. I really like it when I am writing every day, which I haven't done for a while. Although I like Fern Cotton's podcasts are really good. Happy Place, the podcast, I really recommend. She talks to a lot of different people about... their own sort of wellness and self-care and mental health. People like Matt Haig and Gottquad. Oh, it's really good.
I didn't know she had a podcast.
Mm-hmm. She's an ambassador for Mind as well. So she knows a lot about it. And
so how come Fern Cotton has got to this stage? I just thought she presented a bit of CD UK and a bit of Top of the Pops and the radio. How did she get into all this mindfulness? Malarkey.
From what I can remember, and I can't remember, but I think she's gone through a lot of depression, and for her it was the whole self-care aspect, and for yoga and eating well and drawing. So she takes on different bits of thesis, make herself feel good. But yeah, it's a lot of that. She has a history of depression, I think.
Interesting. I don't know this.
Yeah. But yes, she's very knowledgeable. But I would say her books are probably more useful than her journal, because although it's good to do journaling, I didn't like the fact she was like, yeah, you got to do like a thing a day for a week to change stuff about yourself. I don't have time. I just want to write down some stuff, get my thoughts out. I think gratitude journaling is really good too. Even if you haven't got time to do a journal, if you write down like three things at the end of the day that make you feel really happy or that you're really happy about, that's awesome. And that doesn't take long. I also read Nadia Rain and, her sister, whose name I've forgotten, Rituals for Self-Care, which I thought was
Nadia
really
Rain?
Good.
I've not heard of her.
She's a yoga teacher.
Okay.
And her sister is a chef, and she owns a cafe that does a lot of really good stuff, and they've written a book together about rituals for self-care, and I think that is really good as well, along the same lines as Fern Cotton. Or just good tips for looking after yourself.
Hmm.
I think most of it's on the same sort of line.
Yeah, it's like everyone's within the same realm. It's just that everyone has a slight different take on things, I suppose. And so it's whatever agrees with you or matches with your path.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the thing I was sceptical about, well, not really sceptical, the thing I thought it wasn't for me with her happy journal is that you have to write in it every day. And it was, write this today, or now's your time to think of this. As we get towards the end of the year, what do you think about where you've been this year? And I thought, oh gosh, it was just like, that's a lot of commitment.
I really look forward to doing the doodling ones, because I thought I'd have to write today. Doodle! But it happened often.
I did like it. It seemed, reminded me of one of those things for children, where it's like just an activity book.
I think there should be adult, I know there's adult colouring books, but just adult activity books would be good too. They're so much fun. But I think, if you want to, I think her stuff is really good. I definitely recommend her podcast. But just get, she's got Happy and she's got Calm as well. She's got two books. So they're both worth looking at. And I think she's done a yoga book and a recipe book. So she's very busy.
Because she's a mum as well, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
How many kids has she got?
I think she's got two of her own, but she's got stepchildren as well.
Oh. So she's got quite a big family then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably needs those moments of zen to cope with life. Everything.
Bit of yoga, isn't it?
Get her on the podcast.
Should we ask her?
Yeah,
why not?
Next time she pops around for a cup of tea with you.
I'll see when she's free.
Ask if she mind whacking the microphone out.
Let's have a little chat.
Let's have a little chum wag.
Is it time for a break, Mark?
I think it is, Ginny.
Should we have a quick break?
Let's have a little break.
Let's recharge.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, did you know that if you like anything we've talked about on the podcast, any books or films, we always put links on our show notes so you can go through to Amazon and have a look and maybe buy them if you fancy them.
You can find all our show notes at powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. So find the link for the thing that we talked about that you thought, aha, oh, that sounds really good. I need to find out more information. Click on that link, it will take you through to Amazon and they will furnish you with all the information you need about it. The full descriptions, different formats. So whatever it is, whether or not it's a film, a book, go for it. Find all those links. Knock yourself out. Find more information.
Hey, if you've got Prime, you can have it the next day.
What a service. And if you have Prime, that means you can watch films and TV and stuff as well on your TV, which is really, really good.
That is very good, actually. Guys, go do it.
Have a look at all the information that we are servicing you with and that we are improving your lives by directing you to this literature or this film. Isn't that right, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That is definitely what we do. Also, buy some dog food.
Welcome back to part two.
Hello, everybody.
Power Podcast UK.
Oh, you know what, Mark? I'm going to start with a little non-sequitur here. I was talking about wellness. I think I feel really hungry. Why do I feel really hungry? And then I've realised that I've got...
Is it because you're not eating?
It's not... I mean, I don't eat enough, I don't think. I've got a friend's candle from Primark, and it's the one, it's a Joey one. It says Joey doesn't share food. So I'm literally looking at a sandwich, a picture of a sandwich. Like subconsciously, my brain's going, you want a sandwich?
Oh,
food,
gee.
Food. I'm going to take a picture of it for the podcast so people can see. Yeah, it's just, it just says sandwich. Like, hang on.
Let me see.
Food.
It. Show me.
Food. Food.
Oh, it's a nice candle. It's kind is it square?
It's New York. Yeah, it's a tin. It's New York cheesecake. Oh my God, it's New York cheesecake flavour. So it smells gross.
I didn't know. Friends had a line of candles.
Oh gosh, it's pretty rank. I had a lot of gin last night, so I'm feeling quite delicate anyway, but.
They're really cashing in on this Friends being back on Netflix thing. Get the Friends merch out. Friends merch. It's like being back in the 90s.
Oh, you can get anything. We were on a break. Key rings.
Jeez Louise.
You're my lobster candle. I got my mum that because it smelled like the sea.
Oh, that is. Is it official Friends merch? Is it official Warner Brothers, whatever it was?
Actually, to be fair, I can't see the Friends logo, so maybe it isn't.
Do you remember?
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, it's official.
Do you remember Warner Brothers shops? Now you've got Disney shops. There used to be Warner Brothers shops.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I used to love the Warner Brothers shops.
Really?
Yeah, I used to love it. But they used to sell lots of Friends merch. Like the official, as official, I suppose it could be, like posters and the
big mugs they had in Primark.
Yeah.
They had Return of the Big... I had a Friends big mug.
Yeah, I did too.
Back in the 90s.
Like being the central perk. And key rings and posters and those are the days,
Bunting, I think there was. But you'll be pleased to know you'll be pleased to know that the Friends stuff is next to the Harry Potter stuff in Primark.
Yay.
So I had a look at that too.
You cannot go wrong with Harry Potter merch. Throw me and another thing. I was saying earlier that I just went into a bookshop.
Yeah.
I also took time out to go into the shop that must not be named on the Shambles in York, which is the Harry Potter shop.
Tell me about the shop, because I've heard about it in passing, but I don't... Is it just like a Harry Potter merch shop now?
Okay, Jenny, when you come up, because you're coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to go and see Kylie. Yeah. When you come up, we are going to the shop that must not be named. It's just basically an independent shop in York. They're not our sponsor. This is just my opinion.
It's the best shop in the world.
It's just so nicely done. When you go inside, it's all dark wooden. They play the soundtrack for the movies. There's just loads and loads of Harry Potter merch, but it's mixed.
Can you buy the robes?
Well.
I really like the robes.
Yep, you can buy robes. You can buy brooms, all sorts. But it's all very mixed. It's not all official. And although that sounds a bit rubbish, what that means is that you can buy stuff cheaper.
Yeah.
So they have like some Halloween costumes that are like a tenner. So you don't have to pay the official costume, which costs maybe £40-50. So it's really nice the way they've balanced it. And when I went in there, they had a sign next door saying that with the same signage, but it wasn't open yet. So I said, "Are you expanding? Are you increasing the shop? What's going on? Tell me, tell me, tell me." And they said, the secrets are with the ministry at the moment. And I thought, oh my God, they've even trained you to talk like you're
that's
in
amazing.
Harry Potter.
What you need, that's a fully immersive experience. And that's what you want. But that's what Harry Potter fans want, don't they?
It was so cute. And the guy kind of gave me a bit of a flirty wink. And I thought, I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that it's going to expand. And it was just, I was like, oh, I love this place even more. As far as I'm concerned, you cannot go wrong with Harry Potter merch. It's great.
Oh, we went to America a long time ago and we went to the Diagon Alley thing and I was in love with all the robes and all these Japanese tourists kept going in and buying robes and I was so wonderful. They were $150 or something or $200 and I just couldn't, justify it.
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal is incredible, but it's also crazy expensive for the merch.
Wand. Oh.
But it's so good. Oh,
match.
Anyway. Jenny, I want to get back. You're making me want to get back.
Oh, we're digressing. So we're talking about wellness.
Why were we talking about... Oh, yeah. We just started talking about friends'
about
candles.
Like, but candles are really important for wellness, I think. So I've linked that pack in. Is food.
We're back on track. We're back on track. So...
So we're going to follow that up by talking about it's beginning of the academic year. I'm feeling the back to school vibe.
It must be nice as a parent knowing that your kids are giving you more time now?
Oh my God, I miss routine. I miss routine so bad. I just want to have some time to myself every day.
But as a kid, we always hated going back to school. But as an adult, it's like, yes, they're going back to school. Yeah.
Go, go, go. It's Don't like, hang around.
It's like the complete push opposite, you in. Isn't it?
Yeah. But also, I mean, because I'm trying to like, put in bits and pieces of writing and working and seeing you on podcasting. And you just got to fit it in whenever you can. But when you've got time, you can dedicate it. It's a lot easier, a lot less stressful. So I'm super looking forward to getting on it and dedicated. We need to set ourselves some goals for Christmas, Mark.
Yes.
Let's do some book goals, some podcast goals, and some personal goals.
Okay. Pressure.
I think the book goal is pretty easy. I think we get our first couple of chapters in a ship-shop shiny shape.
Ship, shop, shiny. I like that.
Ship, shop, shiny shape. And also do a synopsis so we know exactly where the book's heading.
Yeah.
And then we'll be ready to start pushing it out and seeing what people actually think of it.
Yeah, I think, how about this as a nice book goal?
Yeah.
I think by Christmas, we need to have sent out the first chapter, maybe not the first three, just the first chapter to a couple of friends to read and just see what they think. And... we can ask them things like, A, do you like it? B, are you interested? And C, just tell us your thoughts, really. Because it's quite difficult, because the first chapter, although it's important because it starts your journey off into the book, the first chapter doesn't have to completely draw you in, because generally you keep reading, don't you? I give it, if it's a chapter book where chapters are maybe 30 pages or something, I will give it at least 6, 7, maybe 10 chapters before I decide if I want to carry on. So obviously you can't be too judgy on your first chapter, but you can certainly find out what you think about the characters so far.
Well, you definitely get the feel of the tone and the pace and everything. So yeah, I think that's a really good idea. If you'd like to be involved in reading our first chapter,
get in touch.
If you'd like to, get in touch.
If you want to read our first chapter, get in touch. It may mean that we have to interview you in some degree, or it may be able to read out your thoughts.
Yes, definitely.
Live on Pub Podcast, okay?
Yeah, I'd like that.
But yeah, we get lots of lovely tweets, don't we? With Katie and the Bartons.
The Bartons. Yeah.
And
hi, Adam and David.
And Pete's always saying that he likes listening to our podcast. So if any of you guys are listening right now and thinking, yes, I shall read your first chapter, get in touch and we will send you out a copy. We don't know when. Hopefully by Christmas.
No, it will be by Christmas. Come on, Mark.
Okay.
Goals.
Okay.
It's done.
And I know Jan listens and Jan does a lot of reading.
Jan.
So she might be interested in the first chapter too.
Do you like a reading update with my reading challenge?
Yes, Jenny. What a perfect, space to pop in your reading challenge. For those that you don't know, Jenny is on a reading challenge this year. So as we're approaching autumnalness, we're into September, Jenny's books. So where are we? Is that 9 months in? Three quarters of the year in.
I've had 54 book babies.
54 book babies?
54 books.
Is that where you want to be?
I am beating Scott, who is my competition.
Scott reads like a demon.
Scott, I know, but just... I'm beating him.
Well done, Jenny.
I'm sure he would catch up and beat me by the end. But for now, it's funny though, because I got given a free book coming out of Edinburgh Fringe onto the train station.
Oh God, don't you just love that? That's one of the things I love about Edinburgh. You just get free books.
So weird. And it was such a weird book, but I had to finish it. It was like a really odd book.
So what was the scenario? Was it like, were they promoting a newspaper or something? Or was it who? No,
literally just these guys with boxes of books. They're like, would you like a book?
Was it that big red book? Do you remember we kept seeing this book around the fringe? Yeah. Was it that book?
Yeah.
Oh, they're smart, aren't they?
And I was like, what is it about? And so I was like a science fiction-y fantasy kind of novel. And I was like, I'll give it a go. I've got 4 hours to get to London. I didn't have any books. And I read the free book.
Wow.
It was so weird, Mark. It was the weirdest book.
Maybe we should get our book ready by next summer. We'll take it to the Fringe. We'll just drop it everywhere.
That's a good idea. Just give it to people. Free book.
Fairy book, because we kept seeing that book on so many benches and in bars, especially in the main fringe sites at the Pleasance and Assembly.
Well, that's, is that a good thing though? Because people aren't taking them and reading them, they're taking them and leaving them other places.
But we're now talking about it and we're thinking about it, and I know the book you're talking about now because I kept seeing it.
Yeah, but the guy that wrote it is a tech million billionaire who writes for fun and publishes himself because he's earned so much money.
Let's not judge people's finances.
Maybe we should ask him to publish our book.
Yeah. Hey, you got this money. Do you mind doing this for us? Thanks very much.
Would you like to know what the book was about?
Thanks, bye. Yes, tell me about the book, Jenny. Was it about lions and tigers and bears? Were there dragons Were there goblins?
It was set in this, like, future where the ice cap is like another ice age. So all of the humans have had to retreat to being in, like, floating glass domes.
Mm,
everywhere's like really, really cold. Like
snow globes.
And so everyone's stuck in a gigantic snow globe. And they have to keep really calm so they don't overheat the snow globe and make it go steamy inside.
Oh, dear. Doesn't sound very technologically advanced.
Our main character, this guy who...
Why do they have an aircon in there? There's no aircon in this place.
Aircon didn't even come up. That would be so useful. It's very cold though, so.
Well, you can have aircon. Airflow.
But yeah, we can't have heater on an aircon.
No, but you need the aircon to help with the moisture levels, and you need the heat to increase the warmth.
I don't know, but so to keep everything cool, they couldn't get excited or angry or like sexy, passionate, sexy. So the main guy. There's a guy who is basically fighting with his lustful inner self, his inner subconscious of sex. And he loves sex, and he loves sex, and he loves fire. And what he likes most is having sex with people while they're on fire. He sets people on fire and has sex with them. Not a lot. And they're always consenting. They want to be set on fire.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. They like it. And, you know, halfway through, I'm like, it's a bit weird, but this is fine. But then it just goes off into some subconscious parallel universe where it might be actually happening, but it might be like all in his head, because he turns silver and he can fly into space and talk to his inner lustful goddess woman who wants him and chat to her in his sleep. But then she gets really angry because he falls in love with an actual person who gets on board with the whole sex on fire thing. So he sets her on fire and has sex with her.
Your sex is on fire.
He was inspired by Kings of Leon.
Did that inspire the whole thing?
But then the lustful goddess woman who lives in his brain starts firing comets at the glass dome and killing everyone.
Why?
Because he married the actual woman, the real life woman, so she got angry. So then the real life woman, who fortunately is a brain surgeon, that's kind of how they meet anyway, she cuts the goddess out, but while still there's comets firing, and it ends up that the weird goddessy comet woman is gone, and in the brain surgeon she dies in the process, but then she's the goddessy comet woman, but then the book just ends, and I was like, what happened to all the people on the floating snow globe? I don't know what happened to them, Mark.
Oh, Jenny.
Were the comets real? Were they still cold? Were they misted up? I just don't know.
That book sounds like an adventure.
Rin, Tongue and Dorna is the name of the book by Rich Shapiro, and I'll put a link up. It's amazing. If anyone would like to read it, I will send it to you so you can read it.
Gosh.
It's a crazy book.
Well, if that's your genre, get in touch. So what's fire your
sex is always my genre.
So what are our podcast goals?
I think we should get some interesting guests, I think. I like our guest ones when we interview people.
Yeah, let's get some more guests. I like a good guest.
I like a guest. Maybe we should do more, I don't know. What would you like, listeners? Tell us your best favourite bits and we'll do more of that.
And what
I think we should concentrate on tweeting and social mediaing a bit more, because we're a bit like up and down, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're not very consistent.
Hmm. That's so okay.
We're normally pretty regular on the going out stuff. It is very good.
Tell me, Jenny, what are your personal goals as we get towards the end of the year?
I would like to have sex whilst on fire.
Well, good luck with that one. A good time it's to okay. do that might be around November the 5th, because there's going to be loads of fires everywhere. So
everyone loves it, don't they?
We can plan this, it's fine.
It's great. My personal goals. Writing personal or personal life personal?
I don't know. When you said we can talk about our personal goals,
I'm not sure either. Writing-wise, I mean, I would like to stay focused on a project for more than the first couple of chapters and then forget about it, which is what I'm doing at the moment all the time.
But that's okay.
I know, I feel like I've started. Maybe I should do I'll do a short story and I can finish it. And then I can put it up on the website.
Are you still free writing?
Not at the moment, but I will be when I'm back.
Yeah, we should keep up free writing, because that's good.
Yeah.
Nice way to...
I will write a short story, and also I would like to be more focused on my actual day job, worky day job. Because I've not been recently, and I want to get in that...
It's important.
Yeah, marketing.
We love a bit of marketing, we do.
What's your goal?
My personal goals, I think...
What's your dream, Mark?
My dream... I think by the end of the year, I'd like to have an Etsy shop that reflects everything that I'm doing at the moment art-wise. And I would like to have our writing going in a really sound direction for us getting towards completion. I don't think we'd be ready at all to complete by the end of the year, but just that we're on track and that I'm writing. My short-term goals are to get Darwin's backstory written up. I've done a bit of it and I've got it all right here. And to complete all these edits. And I think that's it. I'm kind of looking at my goals creatively. I'm not really looking at my main job, the main jobs that I'm doing, because they kind of look after themselves and I'm quite happy with what they're doing and quite comfy with what's happening there. But in terms of the other little bits, like writing and my printmaking and my drawing and my designing and my artiness, I'd like my Etsy shop to reflect clearer about what I'm up to at the moment. Because at the minute it's quite paused, because I've been doing art markets and things. And I've been saying to my customers and people that take my business cards and want to talk about what I'm doing, so keep an eye on my Etsy shop because it's all going to be updated. And so, I want to make sure that is
lovely stuff, and it deserves to be seen by the world, not just York.
Thank you, Jenny.
It's been
really, what's the word? So I don't want to be, tooting my own trumpet because I find that a bit gross. But I've been getting some really nice comments and some nice feedback and some people saying, oh, I really like that. Oh, that's really good. And then
you should listen to that, Mark. Don't be like, oh, I want to blow my own trumpet, but be proud.
Yeah, I mean, I am proud, but there's ways of being like humble and proud, isn't there? But it's just really nice when people go, oh, I really like that. And then they buy it. Just because someone's buying it doesn't mean that that's the validation they like it, because lots of people can like it, but they might not have any money, and that's okay. But I've had lots of, in the past month, 6 weeks or so, I've had lots of people just ask me, oh, how did you do that? Well, that's really inspiring. Well, I really like that. And so it's just nice kind of having those conversations about what you're doing and it impacting someone else in some degree.
Oh, that's lovely.
As I think our writing will be doing too. So it'd be great if we can get the first chapter out to people. Just see what they think.
I think that's a really good goal, and we've got lots of time, and we can't mess it up. It'll be good. And also do a synopsis. But yes. We did talk about having chapters on the website or self-publishing ourselves. So... Maybe by the end of the year we can have more of an idea of how we want to progress.
Yeah, because I've seen some people as well, but I don't know how effective this is, but I've seen some people self-publish first parts of books, like the first quarter, and put it out there free on Amazon or whatever, and in mind to get feedback from people about what they think, and just to see what gauging the level of interest. So yeah. I guess if you put the first quarter of your book out and 20,000 people downloaded it and read it, that tells you you've got 20,000 people potentially that are interested in the rest of the book.
Exactly. And if you wanted then to go to a publisher, you go, well, hey, look at these 20,000 people.
I think we should take this book to America. What do you think, publisher? And they go, oh my
God. I think we should make it a film.
I think we should make it a musical. Okie dokie.
I think we should make it a book we give out for free on the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I think this needs to be a pop-up book full of lovely artwork. Oh, okay.
Oh, how good.
I think this needs to have some more books surrounding it.
I think this needs to be a series or some sort of saga or possibly a Netflix series as well.
So this time next year, our goals might be, right, so we've got some auditions for casting our main four characters. Because with Netflix, original is fast approaching.
Yes. We did talk about who would play our characters, didn't we, on the writing retreat?
We did.
Although it got to be like, oh, them, but when they were younger. Which is not work.
Them around this time and that person, and they had to be this age.
Them in the 90s, please.
Yeah, if they could just turn back time, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of rounds everything up. We've talked about our goals. We've talked about wellness, looking after ourselves.
I think we should say that if you are struggling with your wellness, there's lots of places you can go to get help and advice. And we will put them on the show notes.
Okay.
I will find out them because, you know, we can't talk about this.
I was just about to say, what would be the best approach for people if they feel like they did want some sort of help? But I think the best thing to do, let's direct everyone to our blog, which is padpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Look for episode 18. And there'll be the show notes and we'll have links at the bottom of suggested places where
we are not professionals in any aspect of anything.
Well, I think that's very fair to say, Jenny. We're not. We're very good at drinking wine.
Yes, and you're very good at art and theatre and writing.
Well, you're very good at writing and acting, Jenny.
And, thanks, Mark.
And choosing shows to watch.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember back in the day we went to Edinburgh Festival? And you said, you will come and see that show. You're very good at that. You're very good.
I am very good at choosing things to see.
So,
see, I always think of things at the end.
Okay. Is it a quick one? We still got time. Squeeze it in.
Well, just thinking, now we've been really complimentary to each other, which is good. And that's another little wellness thing. Ask people what's good about you and they'll tell you and then you'll feel lots better. And it will inspire and motivate you to carry on
being you. Keep the compliments flowing.
Yeah.
You can do it. And you have impeccable fashion sense, Jenny.
Oh, thanks. I was going to say, all the listeners, they've got really great taste in podcasts. Well done.
You listeners out there, I really appreciate you.
You are cultured, amazing, technically minded and awesome people.
I appreciate your taste in podcasts. Jun jun. And if you like us, leave us a review.
Please.
So, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
See you very soon for episode 19, hitting your podcast places very soon. Thank you very much. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Find all our show notes and links on our website, powpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk, or you can email us at powpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at powpodcastuk.
Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.